Blog Talk Radio.
I see the morning coming in your eyes. Merchant ships, minutes after they took I from the bottomless pit. But my hands was made strong by the hand of the Almighty. We forward in this generation triumphantly. Won't you help to sing these songs of freedom? 'Cause all I ever have, redemption songs, redemption songs. Emancipate yourselves from mental slavery. None but ourselves can free our minds. Have no fear for atomic energy, 'cause none of them can stop the time. How long shall they kill our prophets while we stand aside and look? Ooh, some say it's just a part of it. We've got to fulfill the book. Won't you help to sing these songs of freedom? 'Cause all I ever have, redemption songs, redemption songs, redemption songs. Emancipate yourselves from mental slavery. None but ourselves can free our mind. Oh, have no fear for atomic energy, 'cause none of them are gonna stop at the time. How long shall they kill our prophets while we stand aside and look? Yes, some say it's just a part of it. We've got to fulfill the book. Won't you help to sing these songs of freedom? 'Cause all I ever had, redemption songs. All I ever had, redemption songs. Songs of freedom, songs of freedom.
Redemption. And yes, we all do need it, redemption. Praise the Most High and bless His holy name. My soul and all that is within me, praise and bless His holy name. My name is Yamsuf Arif, and this is the Real Talk for Real People show. Now you may ask yourself, if you're new to this, what is the Real Talk for Real People show? It's the study of God, of Abraham, Isaac, and Yaqub, and his people, their characteristics, and so on and so forth. So you can have a constructive and positive relationship with the Elohim, and a constructive and positive relationship with one another. It all adds up. And then you can know the bad side of the family. It's true. Yes, we need to know the good and the bad side of the family, and the messy ones too, because we have been messy. My son was telling me, he's 12 years old, coming home from school, that some of the teachers are racist. I said, let me tell you something. Stop whining and complaining about what some of the teachers are. They've been that way since I was a little boy. You got to have a plan. And your plan in dealing with most is stay low and stay out the way. See, we complain about universal white race supremacists. But what plan do you got? You got a plan to just complain about it, a plan to get around it. Take an ex-fool's advice. Plan to get around it. It's going to always be here. As long as we're in this Western Hemisphere. People like the creator of Deirdre, universal white race supremacists like him, they ain't going nowhere. So what you got to do, you got to make a plan to go around them, not to hit them head on. And also, you have to know the side of our family that's on the bad side and the messy ones too, that's on the good side. I think that's why the Most High put in Bereshit, Esau's lineage. And you need to know the bad side, the good, the bad, and the ugly. That's why we study the Most High. We don't skip over anything. So he put it there for a reason. So I strongly advise that you take some of these names and delve into them. That you take some of these names and try to find what nation that they're affiliated with, because the Most High said, not only this nation, but other nations descended from Abraham. It's true. So we strongly advise and suggest that you know the good, bad, messy, and ugly, because we fit all categories. It's true. That's why we hate to go around some of us now, because we're messy, tacky, trashy, and a terrorist. It goes without saying. So be that as it may, that's the Red Cross calling. But they'll be all right. I don't know what they're calling me on a weekday for. It must be something major. I'll get back with them. But that being said, some of us need to know everything about us, because we know everything about universal white race supremacists. And so we are. You know that they call us black terrorists. So they do, just like this creator of Dilbert cartoon. But that being said, we know they lie too. So it goes without saying. But that being said, also, we need to know all we can about us, the rock we were hewn from and the dish we were dug from, even the good, bad, and ugly, the dark side of the family, and the messy. Because truth be told, we're quite messy. Why is that? Most often, we don't follow the LOM. We don't follow the code. We don't try to follow the procedures and processes. And we have a tendency to become messy when we don't. So yes, we need to study everything, even the dark side of the family, as far as Esau is concerned. And as I said in these studies today, we're not going to go into detail with some of the names, most of the names, but we want you to go into detail. We want you to burn the midnight oil. We want you to go and study these names and see what nation they may be affiliated with. It's good information to have in your portfolio to have this. Maybe you can share it with us. And you may be wondering, who is the we that I'm making reference to? Some of our lead students. And let me clarify that. They're not stupid by any stretch of the imagination. It's that they're students of the Most High. They're not going to step. They're not going to graduate. They're not going to be cum laude. They're not going to get a doctorate. But what they are going to get, and what you're going to get, what I'm going to get, more studies, more understanding of the LOM. More study, more understanding of one another. What makes us? What makes us tick? And so we can counteract what has happened to us. So we can backtrack and counteract what's happened to us, become the monstrosity and the messy people that we have become. We can reverse engineer what we have done to one another and reverse engineer the relationship with the other one and reverse engineer the relationship with one another. Therefore, things will improve for us. So we can start watching out for one another and so on and so forth. And the people are making reference to these students, just like Yom Sufis, meaning that we don't know everything and we can learn something from anybody, anytime, any given moment. Not unlike some of you think you know it all. We are humble in that respect. We know we don't know everything. That's why we study. That's why we study together. That's why we're humble, because we don't know everything. Unlike some of you who propose that you do. That's all right. you're going to be all right. Now, you keep thinking like that. That kind of attitude, lack of humility, think you know everything, ain't going to work for you. It ain't cute. It's going to work on you. Be like Cartrell. Be like Sister Abia. Be like Yum Su. Learn from anybody. Learn from everybody. That's what it is, teamwork. That's what this is on the Real Talk for Real People show, teamwork. There ain't no special big dog here, a little dog. We're all in this together. One for all and all for one. And let me introduce them to you. Sister Abia from New York City. Brother Cartrell from New York City. Here's what I know about them. Here's what I need to know about them. Here's what you need to know about them. That they love the Most High with all their heart, mind, soul, and strength. And you as themselves, their brothers and sisters, their neighbors, as they should. Can you say the same? Can you? All right, then. Let me bring them on for you. Sister Abia, may the Most High bless you. Your mic is hot. Shalom.
Shalom, family, and all praises and glory to Yah. Hope all are doing well, and as always, it's good to be back.
Good to have you back, sister. Now, Cartrell, may the Most High bless you, brother. Your mic is hot.
Shalom, family. Bless Yah, O my soul, and all that's within me. Bless His holy name. All praise, honor, and glory to the Holy One of Yisrael, the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. Shalom, family. May the Most High bless y'all. How y'all doing?
Doing okay, brother.
All praise you. You said a mouthful, y'all, so. And as we study the Old Testament, we see that the Most High is not talking about religion. Not religion at all. He's talking about nations. And we need to know the format of the nations of the world. Because it ain't about race, it's about nations.
Yes, sir.
And we ain't trying to reverse engineer anything. The Most High gave us the prognosis, the diagnosis, and we trying to get up on the antidote because He's giving us the antidote to how to get out of the situation. So don't lean on your own understanding. Find out what Yah's antidote is. That's what we're doing. What does Yah want us to do in order to get out of the situation? Praise Yah.
Praise y'all, Tajay. Well, fellow students, y'all ready to put in some work for the LRM? Are you ready to put in some work for yourselves and each other? And certainly different nations also. Turn to 36 Bereshit. That's the name, the original name. Some of you may call it Genesis, but that is not the original name. Bereshit. Praise Yah and bless his holy name. The family of Esau, our brother. Now this is the genealogy of Esau, who is Edom, the nation. Esau, I tell you where he took his wife from, daughters of Canaan, which we were forbidden to take our wives. Ada, the daughter of Elon the Hittite. Aho, the mama, the daughter of Anna of Zibion, the Hittite, and Basma, Ishmael's sister of Nebojo. Now, Ada bore Elispha to Esau, and Basma bore Reuel, and Oholibama bore Ulam, and Koriah. You know, that name is reflective. Korah, the Quran. Just a thought, tidbit. Korah, the Quran. These were the sons of Esau who were born to him in the land of Canaan. Then Esau took his wives, his sons, his daughters, and all the persons of his household, his cattle, and all his animals, and all his goods, which he had gained in the land of Canaan, and went to a country away from the presence of his brother, Yaakov. See, sometimes we got to go away from one another. We can't live around some of us sometimes. And Esau knew this, and sometimes we need to learn this. You know, I know a lot of y'all want to integrate with other nations. Sometimes that don't work for you. That works on you. Integration. For their possession were too great for them to dwell together. And the land where they were strangers could not support them because of their livestock. So Esau dwelt in the Mount Seir. Esau is Edom, that nation. And this is the genealogy of Esau, the father of the Edomites and Mount Seir. These were the names of Esau's sons, Eliphaz, the son of Adah, the wife of Esau, Reuel, the son of Basmah, the wife of Esau. And the sons of Eliphaz were Teman, Omah, Zipho, Gotham, and Ganaz. Check those names out. Now, Timnah was the concubine of Eliphaz, Esau's son, and she bore Amalek, like the Amalekites. Amalek, like the Amalekites. Study those words to Eliphaz. These were the sons of Adah, Esau's wife. These were the sons of Reuel, Nahat, Zerah, Shammah, Mizah. These were the sons of Basmah, Esau's wife. These were the sons of Oholabama, Esau's wife, the daughter of Amnah, the daughter of Zibon, the daughter she bore to Esau, Yusuf, Ulam, and Korah, like the Quran. And they called them, unlike they called us, how they derived their leaders. We didn't call our leaders cheese per se. And they called their leaders cheese of Eden. These were the cheese of the son of Esau, the sons of Eliphaz. The firstborn son of Esau was Chief Teman, Chief Omar, Chief Zipho, Chief Kenaz, Chief Korah, Chief Gotham, Chief Amalek. These were the chiefs of Eliphaz in the land of Edom. These were the sons of Adah. These were the sons of Reuel, Esau's son, Chief Nahat, Chief Zerah, Chief Shammah, Chief Mizah. These were the chiefs of Reuel in the land of Edom, their nation. These were the sons of Basmah, Esau's wife. These were the sons of Aholabama, Esau's wife, Chief Yusuf, Chief Ulam, Chief Korah. These were the chiefs who descended from Aholabama, Esau's wife, the daughter of Amnah. These were the sons of Esau, who is Edom, the nation. These were their chiefs, the sons of Seir. These were the sons of Seir, the Horite, who inhabited the land. Lotham, Shobal, Zibeon, Onnah, Dishon, Ezer, Dishon. These were the chiefs of the Horites, whom we Esau seemed to have mixed with, the sons of Seir in the land of Edom. The sons of Lotham were Hori, Heman. Lothan's sister was Timnah. These were the sons of Shobal, Avan, Manah, Ebal, Shepho, and Onan. These were the sons of Zibeon, both Aja, Onah. These were the Onah who found the water in the wilderness as he pastured the donkeys of his father, Zibeon. These were the children of Onah, Dishon, Aholabama, the daughter of Onah. These were the sons of Dishon, Hemdan, Esban, Etran, Sharon. These were the sons of Ezer, Bahan, Zovan, Akan. These were the sons of Dishon, Uz, Aran. These were the chiefs of the Horites, whom they seemed to have mixed with. Chief Lotan, Chief Shoban, Chief Zibeon, Chief Onah, Chief Dishon, Chief Ezer, Chief Dishon, to the chiefs of the Horites, according to the chiefs in the land of Seir, the kings of Edom, that nation. Now these were the kings who reigned in the land of Edom before any king reigned over the children of Israel, before Israel even had kings. Balak, the son of Beor, reigned in Edom, and the name of his city was Dinhaba. And when Bela died, Jobab, the son of Zerah, Bozrah, reigned in his place. When Jobab died, Hoshan of the land of Tenonites reigned in his place. When Hoshan died, Hadah, the son of Bedah, who attacked Midian in the field of Moab, reigned in his place. And the name of his city was Aphith. When Hadah died, Shamlah of Misrika reigned in his place. And when Shamlah died, Saul of Rehoboth by the river reigned in his place. When King Saul, this Saul, not our Saul, died, Baal-Hanan, the son of Achbor, reigned in his place. When Baal-Hanan, the son of Achbor, died, Hadah reigned in his place. And the name of his city was Pul. His wife's name was Mahatabel, the daughter of Machit, the daughter of Zepha, the chief of Esau. These were the names of the chiefs of Esau, according to their families and their places, by their names. Chief Timnah, Chief Alva, Chief Jephthah, Chief Aholabama, Chief Elah, Chief Pinon, Chief Kenaz, Chief Timnah, Chief Mezda, Chief Abdeel, Chief Aram. These were the chiefs of Edom, according to their dwelling place in the land of their possession. Esau was the father of the Edomites, that nation, whom seemed to immerse with all these other nations. I always know everything about it. As a matter of fact, as I strongly suggest and advise you, take those names, each one of them, look them up, try to see where they derive from, what nation they derive from, and you can have some idea as to modern-day nation that may be affiliated with those names. Praise God and bless his holy name. Katriel, Sister Avia, may the Most High bless you. May he direct and order your steps. You have the mics.
All praises to the Holy One of Israel. We see our brother Esau was well on his way to making his nation well before we became a nation.
Exactly.
They had eight kings, at least eight kings, before we even had King Saul.
Exactly.
So we know that our brother Esau, he ain't no joke. He got off to a quick start, and he mixed with the Canaanites, which
right.
Isaac, his father, didn't want him to do. But he did
right.
it anyway.
Mm-hmm. And it didn't work out for him, Cartrell.
But he's blessed.
Yeah.
He still is blessed, for sure.
Yes. Mm-hmm. He certainly is, Cartrell. He certainly is.
Mm-hmm.
But he didn't send nowhere in that study that we need to be picking a fight with him, okay? All right, Cartrell.
Mingling with him. Yeah, because
exactly.
Jacob went his way, and Esau went his way, because they had
exactly.
too much.
Right.
It was almost the same situation as Lot and Abraham when they
right.
became wealthy. They had to separate.
Right.
But we know that Jacob was really wealthy because he was giving his brother all that stuff. How much stuff he gave him? Can't even count.
A whole lot. Mm-hmm. A whole lot of stuff, my brother.
Yeah, man.
Well, Sister Avia, anything to say, my sister?
No, I'm good. Thank you.
And we strongly, all of us on this team, we strongly advise and suggest it. Y'all take the opportunity out when you wake up in the midnight hour or maybe during the middle of the day. You're not doing anything. Look up some of those names. Look up where they derive from and so on and so forth. Get some idea and an inkling of who these names apply to and what nation. That's our advice to you. Praise y'all. Cartrell, if you're ready, my brother, We're ready for the last segment of study. That's Psalms 9. I'm not doing your job, Sister Avia. I'm just reading. And in that...
Good,
in that,
you're wrong in Psalms
8. Oh, see, there I go. See, there I go for trying to take care of your business. See, I'm sorry. See, Psalms 8, the glory of Yah in creation. To the chief musician on the instrument of God, a psalm of King Dawid. Let me repeat that. The glory of Yah in creation. To the chief musician on the instrument of God, a psalm of King Dawid.
Praise Yah.
Praise Yah.
You know what God represents?
Explain, my brother.
That's where Goliath came from. Goliath.
Right. Okay. All right.
The Philistine came from God.
God. You learn something every day, Katya. So we should.
Oh, yeah. And you heard that term Gotham, right?
Right. Yeah, Gotham. Gotham City.
Yeah. Okay.
Yeah.
I wonder where they got that from. But anyway. Another thing.
Who for thought?
Another psalm of our great king, King David, the mighty man who slayed that giant at Gath. We thank Yah for even creating him and giving him wisdom, knowledge, might, power, and understanding that he bestowed upon him. And the fact that our king shared it with us. We wrote it down. Want to hear it? Here you go. Psalms 8, verse 1. Yah. How majestic is your name in all the earth. And you know, Jewish people don't say Yah's name. They say Hashem, the name. No, you got to pronounce Yah's name. Give his name glory. Don't use his name in vain, but you have to pronounce Yah's name. You can't say the name, Hashem. You have set your glory above the heavens. From the lips of babes and infants, you have established strength because of your adversaries, that you might silence the enemy and the avenger. When I consider your heavens, the work of your fingers, the moon and the stars, which you have ordained, what is man that you even think of him? What is the son of man that you care for him? For you have made him a little lower than the angels and crowned him with glory and honor. You make him ruler over the works of your hands. You have put all things under his feet. All sheep and cattle, yes, the animals of the field, the birds of the sky, and the fish of the sea. Whatever passes through the path of the seas, Yah, our Yah, how majestic is your name in all the earth. And you know what? His name should be more majestic. It should be coming out of the mouth of every human being that's in creation, because he has given us power over the earth and everything that's in it, the birds, the bees, the beasts, the fish of the sea. Man has power over them. We're not stronger than them. We're not wiser than them. But Yah has given us power over them. Amazing. He said we're a little bit lower than the angels. Imagine that. But we are off in our obedience to our Creator. And Yah's name, his majestic name, should be praised throughout all the earth. That's why we give honor, praise, and glory to the holy name of the Most High Yah when we bring forth this show, because he's worthy to be praised, right? All praise to Yah.
Praise Yah.
Well, Katrina, my brother, this is another primary reason why we do these studies, because you have to know how to approach the Elohim. You have to know how to approach, how to comport yourself. And if you think you can come any kind of way to the Elohim, it's foolhardy. It's foolish. There's procedures and protocol when you approach the Elohim. You can't approach him like he your boy. He is, what's up, Kajay? What's up, boy? What's up, partner? You know, no. I strongly advise and suggest you learn the protocol and procedure as King Dawid did, how they approached the Elohim with due respect and fear. I'm not talking terrorization, but I'm talking humility and respect and regard. That's your Creator. You can't approach the Creator any kind of old messy, old tacky, old way. That is not going to suffice. Humble yourselves. Learn how King David comported himself in that relationship. And therefore, I strongly suggest that it'll be a much more proper relationship than some of us are inclined to do today. That's another primary reason that we do these studies, because we need to know the fundamentals, just like Cottrell learned when he was doing learning martial arts. First, Cottrell had to know fundamentals. Then he could proceed from fundamentals. Cottrell couldn't get up there doing all that fancy brown belt stuff. He had to learn the fundamentals. You can't get up there with the LM doing that fancy brown belt stuff. You got to wear a white belt and humble yourself and learn the fundamentals. Praise the LOM. Cottrell?
And the fundamentals ain't easy, because we had to learn how to make a fist. And after we learned how to make a fist, we had to do knuckle push-ups on the first two knuckles.
Right.
Most people can't do that. As a white belt, we had to get down on our knuckles. Try that at home.
Don't ask me to do that. I'm not about to get on my knuckles, okay?
Fundamentals, baby.
I'm too old now, Cottrell. I'm 66. And if I get on knuckle, I'm going to be like that old white woman. Help, I'm falling. I can't get up.
Yeah. Yeah. An advisory. Don't do this at home.
Yeah,
you ain't got a martial art instructor. Don't even try it. But if you're going to do it, put a towel down. Don't go straight raw to the floor. If you're going to try it, put a towel down. Get on the first two knuckles, not the last two, but the first two. Everybody try to get on the last two, but you cheat it when you get on the last two.
Right.
First two knuckles. And you
build
up until you get on the
floor. How many push-ups you had to do that, bro, like that? Huh? How many push-ups? How many push-ups you had to do?
We was up to like $250 a day.
On two knuckles?
On two knuckles every day.
At one setting? Not one setting, was it?
No, sets of 50, 50, 50, 50, 50, 200.
Yeah, y'all say, I did two.
That's what you can't do.
I'd have got kicked out of class. I'd have did two.
Oh, yeah. No, you wouldn't get kicked out of class. They would have pushed you to your limit and brought out the best in you. Because I didn't think I could do it. I didn't think I could do it. But I did it. It hurt. It hurt when I first did it. But after a while, them knuckles become hard as bricks. And you can break bricks with them knuckles. Mm-hmm. But if you don't condition your knuckles and you punch somebody, you might break your hand.
Oh. So, Cottrell, the very thing we do on the Real Talk for Real People show, we push people.
Yeah, you got to push them to the limit.
Right. Because we know they can do it. Now, we're not going to kick anybody out. We can't kick anybody out. But we certainly can push you to the limits. And that's what we do. We believe in excellency, not mediocrity, not complacency in these studies. We push each other and yourselves to the limits. Praise Yah.
And King David threw down a challenge. He gave him praise and honor to Yah as the creator, as the sun, the moon, and the stars, and giving us dominion over the animals and everything that exists on planet Earth.
Exactly.
I guess Darwin wouldn't agree with King David, would he?
Say he wouldn't agree with him?
Darwin? The theory of evolution and Big Bang?
No, he wouldn't agree with King Darwin.
No.
But that's all right. That's all right. We do. That's all that matters. We don't care what they do. I mean, that's their prerogative. But we choose to believe in the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Yaqub. And they'll be all right. So they think.
And he is the creator of heaven and earth.
You better believe it.
Where was Yah before he created the heavens? Because people in church think that Yah lives and dwells in heaven. No, he created the heavens. Where was he before he created the heavens?
Exactly.
In the beginning, Yah created the heavens and the earth. Where was he before he created the heavens? And where is his dwelling place? That's like beyond even understanding our imagination.
Well, Cottrell, as they say in their churches, preach, my brother, preach.
I'm just marveling.
Tell it like it to us.
Straight up.
Fellow students, Cotrell, Sister Abigail. It's always a blessing to come together to study with you on a Real Talk for Real People show. It's always good to come to sharpen one another because we're all students in this together. United we stand, divided we continue to fall. We'd like to thank the Most High for his wisdom, his understanding that he shared with us. We'd like to thank him for sharing him with us through these words. We'd like to thank him also for being able to apply his words and to become excellent in our mastery of his word and to share our studies at every given opportunity, because this is the most important thing in your lives. I don't care what you think. You may think it's your wife, your husband, your children, your paycheck, your new car. None of those things. Yeah. But what the most important thing is God, your creator, the God of Abraham, who created you out of nothing. Nobody has ever created anything out of nothing except the Elohim. And the thing that you call yourself making today is not a creation out of nothing. You're using what the Most High supplied here to make some things. You ain't created nothing. But the Most High has created something out of nothing. Praise and bless his holy name. Gotriel, any closing remarks and a comment?
No, no comments for me tonight. Just to say, everybody, I hope if you seek Yah that you find him, and when you do find him, keep on seeking and take heed to his instruction, stay in the study, and be greatly rewarded by our Father at the end. So shalom and good night.
Good night, sister.
All praise. All praise. Okay. I thought you were saying something.
Oh, no, brother. I was waiting on you.
Yes, sir. Just got an announcement to make in regards to the Day of Repentance in September.
Right.
We're going to be down there on the 1st, the 2nd, and the 3rd, as opposed to the 16th. So that's one of the biggest antidotes that the Most High has given us, to gather ourselves as a nation and to come before him and to repent and apologize for what our fathers did, repent for what we do. And we intend to do that first week of September, September 1st, 2nd, and 3rd of this year. And you can get more information on our website, yahwillgather.us. Go in there and register. Hope to see a face down there. Well, praise to the Holy One of Israel. Let's apply this antidote so Yah will take action in our behalf and we could see the wonders of the Most High.
Praise Yah.
Yah Yisrael.
Yeah. Yeah.
Praise Yah. We love Yah. May the Most High bless each of you. Shalom and good night.
Sold I to the merchant ships. Minutes after they took I from the bottomless pit. But my hand was made strong by the hand of the Almighty. We forward in this generation triumphantly. Won't you help to sing these songs of freedom? 'Cause all I ever have, redemption songs, redemption songs. Emancipate yourselves from mental slavery. None but ourselves can free our minds. Have no fear for atomic energy, 'cause none of them can stop the time. How long shall they kill our prophets while we stand aside and look? Ooh, some say it's just a part of it.
We've got to fulfill the book. Won't you help to sing these songs of freedom? 'Cause all I ever have, redemption songs, redemption songs, redemption songs. Emancipate yourselves from mental slavery. None but ourselves can free our mind. Oh, have no fear for atomic energy, 'cause none of them are gonna stop at the time. How long shall they kill our prophets while we stand aside and look? Yes, some say it's just a part of it. We've got to fulfill the book. Won't you help to sing these songs of freedom? 'Cause all I ever had, redemption songs. All I ever had, redemption songs. These songs of freedom,